you. And you have brought to me here the way of Gloria. Faith is a cure.
Usually means to put right
what you want to have been wrong. But I do not mean it in that sense. Forgiving yourself means expressing fully the love that is within your heart. I know you've seen my word. I don't want let me try to explain a different to you. The love within each one of you comes from that higher source, that part of you you know as spirit, that all-encompassing part of you which is pure love. You peoples on this earth have only a spark of that divine love within you. So it is important that this be cultivated to its greatest extent in order that you fully know and understand yourselves whilst in these bodies. Only then can you accept and understand life's needs. By that, that is true forgiveness. True forgiveness is an acceptance of love of that higher self within you. That is what I mean by forgiveness.
Yes, we shall have to think very carefully of your words. I do understand what you are telling us. But there is another factor which I'm sure occurs to us if we are being honest with ourselves quite frequently. I quote an example. We do a charitable act, whether it be a physical act or giving money. And I'm sure that others, like myself, have sometimes wondered at the motive behind our giving or doing. And it's difficult sometimes to accept that we are doing it from love and forgiveness and not for furtherance of our own selfishness in so doing. Do you understand?
Yes, dear friend, I understand fully. And I would have to say to you that sometimes we do see that what would appear to be an act of generosity is indeed an ego trip for that individual.
This is what wise people have had for me in the past, I admit.
That is why I have said to you in the past that to gain knowledge and understanding as you grow spiritually, then the road becomes so much harder. Maybe not within your physical life, but spiritually, because you have the knowledge, you must be aware and be more careful of the deeds and the actions which you do. But if you have any doubts any action or any deed in which you take part, then I say to you, stop and listen. Because if there is doubt, then there has to be a reason for it. Remember power of your thought. If the thought has come to you, then there is reasoning behind it. You understand? To give spontaneously is the best way to give. Because when there has been previous thinking about these gifts or deeds, then there is always the possibility that the act is not genuine. You understand?
Yes, we do understand.
I do not wish these words to seem hard, because after all acts of goodness cannot be put to one side. If the person receiving takes the deed or the money or whatever you do with good heart, then of course something good has come from it.
Good.
But I understand your concern. Your concern is for the giver. And I have to say, too often givers, when they come to our side of life, when they are faced with all their deeds upon this earth, are shocked by their own motives. But I would say to you, do not be too concerned. To give is mainly an act of love.
Yes.
You understand?
Good.
I do not wish you to take these words as being harsh.
No, of course we don't. No, we appreciate your concern that we should be doing and thinking in the right way.
It is harder when you do have knowledge. But any spontaneous act of help or love or forgiveness can really be good.
Yes.
It has to come instantly from that heart full of love.
Hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I do. And following on that, I have in the past on several occasions spoken to people who have said to me, I wish so-and-so wouldn't keep giving me so much or doing so much for me. And I've had to explain to them that they must permit the giving and permit the doing in order to allow the giver to develop spiritually.
Yes, I take your words, but I would say only this, that there needs to be a balance. The giver cannot push himself onto the taker the same way as the taker cannot deny the giver.
It's a very delicate balance, isn't it?
It is. Both must know and understand what each are about.
Mm-hmm.
To allow the full potential of love to grow. You understand?
Yes, I do. It is a very difficult decision quite often. As you say, spontaneity really is the only answer.
Yes. I think you can all perhaps find times within your lives when a spontaneous act of giving, of love, of a gentle word has been accepted in the manner that you would wish.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so than these planned acts of love, as you think they are, but are not always. I hope I have not caused you to be despondent, but I know I always seem to put down what you try to achieve, but my aim always is to try to teach you in the ways of spirit.
Awesome. Do accept that and appreciate it. And I'm sure none of us would ever think of criticizing what you tell us, because we know it is for our own spiritual good.
Yes, I would think I advise you not to criticize, because you see, we are coming back to that sense of forgiveness.
Yes.
You get my point.
Yes, I do.
Yes, thank you.
May we be grateful for all you tell us. We look forward to it.
Now, if you have no questions this time, I would like others to speak to you and allow the time spent with this instrument, this time, quietness. She, I have to tell you, has been going through a metamorphosis within herself. Nothing that she is aware of, but of which I can tell you, we are so happy to see.
That's wonderful.
So, the time is important that I be allowed to continue to work with her this time for the rest of the meeting.
Just one question, if I may, a quick one I promised to ask on behalf of somebody. I'm sure you're aware that on some of our Sunday evenings there's a lady who I sit and gives remarkably good evidence.
Yes.
I know you're aware of that, but on the last two occasions there has been no response from your side of life. She's a bit concerned about that.
No. Please advise her to. I will explain to you quickly.
Yes.
When we have development taking place, sometimes it is good from your side and also from ours that the lesson of patience be taught.
I
don't mean that greatly. You understand?
Yes, I do understand you.
It is not that she will not be used. Of course she will. We do not allow anyone to escape.
No.
You understand?
I do. Yes, this is what puzzled us both.
But without sounding again harsh in words, I wish to say to you that for her own development, it is essential that she knows of these quiet times.
Thank you very much indeed.
But do not be concerned.
No, I will explain to her, and I do appreciate you answering the question. Thank you very much.
I know you will do it with kindly words.
Of course.
Now, I leave your cloaked in that shining love which follows you.
Our love and gratitude is with you. Thank you for being with us.
It is really a great honor that I greet you. I thank you for allowing me to come into your home.
You still have your hair.
I am a stranger to you, but you are happy to have me here. And I thank you for that.
We're very happy to have you with us.
I am aware that through the times of your meetings, which I know have been many, you have been visited on several occasions by the sisters, and the sleeping sisters, have you not?
We have indeed.
I ask you, have you ever been visited by the male equivalent of these sisters?
Yes, we have on one or two occasions.
I am pleased to say to you that this evening you are visited by another.
Good. We welcome you and are pleased to have you.
You are aware, I know, that when you leave your earthly body, you do not take with you the life you left behind, unless you choose to do so. But some of us wish to continue work we did on this earth, but on a higher plane.
Yes, I do understand that.
But of course, we had many lessons to learn. We had to find the correct path. We had walked a long, difficult and stony roads, and we were lost.
Yes.
All of us, I speak here of the people that followed the religious path. All of us had our inner voices. All of us were guided. Not all of us listened. Do you understand?
I do indeed, and that holds to all the problems. When you know about it, isn't it? Because you had to deny a lot of what you had been teaching when you were on this earth.
Indeed, it came as a revelation for many. and it was like being reborn as a tiny baby. We had to learn to walk each step at a time in the correct way.
Yes. It must have been pretty catastrophic for some of you to realize that you had spent a whole lifetime teaching the wrong things, or in many cases the wrong things.
I say to you, not everything. Not everything.
Oh no, not everything, I agree.
And there are some of us who are still trying to find the correct route for their spiritual life.
It's a difficult thing to do, isn't it?
It is most difficult to shed the teachings of one's earthly lifetime.
I'm sure it must be so.
It is not possible to drop it on the wayside.
Of course not.
You cannot discard everything you believe to be true.
Well, you've been conditioned into that belief, so you can't just dispose of it like a piece of waste rag.
I say this to you . It is good to question every piece of knowledge you acquire. Question. Even if it is only to satisfy a small doubt. Question. Even if you have no doubts about something you have been told. Think about it. Think about it most carefully. And only if you are quite sure it is the correct and right thing.
And then, of course, we learn something else which makes us wonder if we were quite sure.
Indeed. That is the lesson I bring to you this time. And I ask you all if you will do this as the next step along your spiritual pathway. Question even. Silently and mentally.
Yes.
It will make it so much easier when the time comes.
Of course.
If you can carefully sift through the information you acquire in your lifetime and discard that which you know to be false.
And that for which we have not had positive evidence.
Sometimes it is not always possible to have that evidence.
It's not always possible.
But there are always ways of finding out.
Well, there are. And that is when one has to rely upon one's spiritual affinity in order to know that the question has been answered.
Indeed. I have a number of my brothers here with me this evening.
They're welcome.
All of whom standing with your friends here this time.
That's nice to know.
And I have a boon to ask of them all.
Hmm?
A word I cannot tell you, but if I say novitiate, you would understand, would you? They are novices.
Yes.
In their new lives.
Mm-hmm.
They wish to bring guidance to each one here in various matters.
I'm sure everybody here will be most grateful for the guidance.
It will be given mentally at a time when your earthly bodies are at rest.
Good.
I greet you, hopefully, in your sleep state. You may be aware of them as in a dream. Please, if you are aware of them, make contact and say, they are welcome.
Yes.
And even if in the waking state you are not aware of their teachings, let me say to you that the spirit inside yourself will be aware of what they have taught.
Good.
And it will be fulfilled in time.
Good.
Should you be aware of what you have been told, perhaps they would be kind enough to mention it to each other at the next of your meeting.
Yes, it will be interesting to do.
If you permit, I will come to you in sleep. May I do that?
Yes, please do. You'd always be welcome.
I am aware of who you are. So I will say to you that my name is Brother Copernicus. And if you permit, I will spend some time with you, both in sleep state and when you are awake.
Yes, please do.
If you become aware of me, please, I would be honored if you could call my name and tell me, you know, I am with you.
Yes, it would be interesting for both of us, wouldn't it? You to know, and I do appreciate that it is necessary to have that expression for you to know that we are aware of you.
It gives a great lift when we know that we have reached out and communicated. It makes such a difference to the way we can work.
I'm sure it must do. Because the gratification of knowing that you have reached a spiritually must be a big boost to your being able to continue that.
Indeed. It is something you cannot be fully aware of. It is like plugging into your electricity supply.
Yes.
You plug in, and there is power. Without supply, there is no power.
Right. Would it have been you who was with me the first thing in this meeting as soon as I sat down? I knew somebody was with me.
It was not me personally. But if you were aware of someone, then yes, it would have been one of our brethren.
Yes, I was very much aware. Thank you, or thank him, yes?
Shall pass on your wishes.
Okay.
Now, I say to everyone here, open your minds to your new friends, for they are friends to you.
Sure, yeah.
And will give you all the love, guidance, and teachings that they can.
I should be very grateful.
I appreciate you understand the time in our two worlds. There is considerably. So I will say to you, to make it a little easier for you to understand that your new friends will be with you into what you call your next millennium.
As I said, thank you.
It may be difficult for you to understand that someone can be with you constantly for what you consider to be several years. But it is not that time in our world.
No, it's not.
When I say constantly, I do not mean every minute of your day. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
But his friends will be with you at different times of your life for several of your years.
Now, I don't understand that they will be with us when they are aware that we would benefit by their presence.
Indeed. They are all well equipped in the role of healer also. So we'll be able to give comfort and strength through difficult periods of your life.
And we look forward to being with them and they with us.
I now leave you and ask, please, for just a few moments before you close your meeting, that each one of you gives out silent welcome to their new friends. I apologize that I cannot give you individual names for each one of your friends, but that is not possible.
No, I quite understand.
If they are able, they hopefully will impress upon each one of you who they are. And if that happens, you will be able to communicate by name, mention. You, of course, are aware of my name.
Yes.
But I cannot. I am sorry. Divulge the earth. Now, I ask that you sit quietly for just a few moments. There will be no more speech here this time or in the room other than your closing, which I would be honored to do for you.
Yes, please do. I should go back to my seat, and if you can close whenever you are ready.
Come.